Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21, verses 5 through 8. Proverbs 21, verses 5 through 8. Scripture goes on and says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright." You see, last week, if you were with us in our challenge on Saturday, we saw the need to live out of a heart controlled by God's Spirit. Today's verses contrast the results of living for self versus obedience to God. You see here, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just, and the way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright." Folks, living for self may produce short-term results, but they'll not last. I'm going to say that to you again. I hope you can hear this, because this is one of the problems we deal with today in the world, and sometimes, sadly, unfortunately, many times, sadly, in the church as well, is we're so taught to measure results, and we're so taught to produce results that we actually start doing things in the flesh because, you know what, the flesh can accomplish results, but that doesn't mean it's of God. And so I want to just challenge you to take a look at how you got what you got. Did you do it because you followed the will of the Lord and you walked in obedience to the Spirit that lined up with His Word and you trusted Him and He provided and He gets the glory? Or did it come about because of your effort and your hard work and your diligence and your, do you see who gets the glory then? And so in James chapter 5, let me take you to James chapter 5 first, then we'll come back to Galatians. James chapter 5, listen to verses 1 through 11. He says, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you." He says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it till it receives the early and late rains? You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brother, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." In this passage here, James clearly says, hey guys, you guys are rich and your barns are full, but you know what? You did it by cheating your workers and holding back their pay, and the Lord is paying attention. Oh, you produced results, and everybody looks at you on the outside and they think, oh, how much you've made and how well you've done, but God knows how you did it, and it wasn't of Him. And then He goes on and encourages those who are going to trust in God, saying, hang on, God's coming, and He will repay. He's paying attention to those who trust Him. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9, it says, "Don't be deceived. God's not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." This is my challenge for you today. My encouragement to you today is this: as we try to learn to walk in the Spirit, avoid the temptation to do things in the flesh, to avoid the temptation to produce results in your own doing, because God pays attention. And you actually might get results, and you might even get what the results you're looking for by you doing the hard work and you doing the effort. But if God's not in it, in the long run, you won't be blessed, and God will judge. So my challenge is, do only what He leads you to do in His power as He empowers you to do it. And watch how He rewards those who trust in Him. Be one of those folks. I hope you are. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.